Hello, wonderful people. My name is Ochenga.
And my name is Kangwa, and you are listening to the We Care podcast.
On this show, we discuss various topics that make us human, from its Christian, authentic, real, and empathetic point of view.
We're going to discuss, debate, interview, and sometimes goof off as we bring connections between Christians and non-Christians by having conversations without compromising our faith.
Don't leave, we are just getting started.
Okay, to start us off, who are we?
Well, my name is Ochenga, I already told you in the beginning, and I am a student at SAGU. I study social work, and, you know, I just like to do a lot of things. Fun fact, I'm Ivorian Congolese, and I'm an international student, and I came from Lebanon, and I've been here for 3 years.
Not a lot of people can say that. I've never even traveled anywhere near Africa. So honestly, that's so cool. That is so cool. So I'm African American. But yes, and my name is Kangwa. My parents came here from Zambia, and I'm currently enrolled at SAGU along with Ochenga, and I'm studying psychology. I like to run, I like to sing. I like to journal. I love journaling. I'm kind of like, I'm an ambivert. I'm an extrovert and an introvert. So I'm kind of like a little bit of everything. So I find ways to just connect with myself by, you know, connecting to other people and just sitting down and spending time on my own. So me and Ochenga have known each other for about 3 years. And we met freshman year at Southwestern Assemblies of God University.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you remember that. I just flew in from Lebanon and I was like, hello, haven't been in the United States for like 24 hours, but here I am. Yeah.
When I say that you blended in so well, it's absolutely crazy. Like, it seems like you've been there the whole time, but you literally just landed.
Yeah. I mean, it's real weird. Like, I took like a 20 hours plus flight from Lebanon and just came to the United States at 5 p.m. in the evening. Well, at 5 p.m. And then the next day, I just came to school. And I was like, hello, people that I don't know. I'm Ochenga. And people looked at me and like, how are you so confident walking to a place you've never been before, a country you've never been before? And said, if it was me, I would actually be locked up in my room. And I'm like, oh,
no. Listen. Your superpower is that you are Ochenga. You can do this stuff and it's just fine. Jet lag has nothing on you. Yeah, weird social situations have nothing on you. You're Ochenga. That is the coolest thing ever. Honestly, if it was me, I don't know. I'd probably like put one foot in, put one foot out, be like, I don't know about these people. I've heard a lot about these Americans. So I don't know. Like, I would just be really hesitant. But you were just bold. And literally within the very first week, everybody knew your name. Everybody knew about you. And I was like, this is absolutely crazy. So like, you have a power of just, you're a people person. And I think that's the coolest thing ever. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why we got along so well, because I'm like a people pleaser and you're a people person. So together, it's like, man, this is the coolest thing ever. Like, we made it work. Okay, so that sums everything up quite perfectly. We began this podcast, We Care, because we know that there's healing and there's connection in conversation. And our extrovert selves would love to talk about things everybody thinks about, but nobody's talking about.
So let's get right to it. Kangwa, I think it has been around a month since you moved back home due to the quarantine. Tell us about it.
Okay. So my situation is a little bit different from everyone's. My sisters moved away, both my older sister and my younger sister. And my mom travels. She's a traveling nurse. So at home, it's just me and my dad and the coolest dogs in the whole entire world. There's been times where I feel like peace, but then there's also times where like I feel so alone, just like sitting down and not really having anyone to talk to. I've called all the friends on my contact lists and I've exhausted every single conversation. So sometimes I just feel alone. But at the end of all of this, I really have to give a huge shout out to TikTok videos for entertainment and YouTube. Don't forget YouTube and podcasts too.
Amen to that.
Can I get an amen? And it's been a roller coaster. And I've learned so much about myself and what really matters to me as a person during this virus. Like, I've started composting. I've become more minimalistic. I found more vegetarian recipes. Like, I started growing as a person. And it's weird because it's like we grow a lot whenever we're alone, even though we long to be together, right? Yeah. Like,
Just pointing out on the vegetarian recipes, I feel like because like this whole quarantine thing happening, I feel like it's pushing people to become vegan and quarantine. Like the other day I went to the store and people hoarded everything. Like even the most expensive meat that nobody buys on a normal day, they bought that. Like
they bought it.
I don't know why. Like, I don't get it because, like, I don't know. Well, for me,
Cook some plants, y'all. They taste good. Some vegetables. You can make some soup. For example, like Thai food is absolutely amazing. If you want to transfer into like vegan slash vegetarian, then Thai food has amazing recipes. A lot of it is like soups and noodles and tofu, which is, some people just don't even want to talk about tofu. It's not that bad,
Love to.
but like you do?
Yes, I do.
Oh my gosh, you need to turn vegan.
I'm more of pescatarian.
Honestly, I feel that. I feel that fish, eggs, that kind of stuff. It's really hard for me to. Yeah, I feel that. I'm a relapsing vegetarian. Sometimes I eat fish, sometimes I eat eggs. So
But look at you.
it's hard to
Like
stuff.
you're doing a lot of things. Well, for me, it's more like, well, I'm quarant like unlike you, I'm on campus. I didn't get kicked out of the campus. I'm quarantined with other students who are not able to go home. It was really rough for me because I was hung up on Facebook and Instagram and felt really disconnected from the world. However, I decided to take a break and cut myself off. And then, but I became very productive. Good job.
Oh, go you.
Did some homework and watched a lot of Netflix. But I feel like I'm feeling lonely though, right?
I think this is something that everybody's going through. So honestly, I can totally relate to like the whole Netflix thing because I just got into Boys Over Flowers. Oh my gosh, one of the most best Korean dramas ever. Absolutely amazing. So I have my own fair share of binging. But honestly, like let's talk about some toxic mindsets that can lead to more feelings of loneliness because we're all going through this. What is something that we can all do individually? Like let's acknowledge the way that we think because it's like it's all about a mental process. It's all about what we continue to ponder on. Do we ponder on what we do have or what we don't have? If we keep on longing for what we don't have, we feel even more alone and disconnected. But if we realize what we do have and we kind of like look at it from a minimalistic mentality, we realize that what we have is enough. We just need to learn to be resourceful with what we have. And it's really challenging. Like COVID is posting up on everybody, challenging us. Like, are you going to do something with what you have or cry about what you don't have or who's not there? So let's go ahead and like, let's talk about some more toxic mindsets that can lead to more feelings of loneliness. So personally, right now, I am working on trying to get off of social media. Social media was intentionally built for networking, but now that we're all stuck in our homes, people are abusing it for social connection. And our minds know that it's only a counterfeit connection. If you really think about it, like you can't even begin to compare 100 likes from 100 virtual strangers to one hug from one of your closest friends. You can't compare that. But our hearts feel like those likes and those comments are really validating us and speaking to us. when they aren't, because right now it's like anything is better than nothing. But as an extrovert, I love connecting with people. And I find it so hard to step away from social media because I want to stay in contact with people and not feel FOMO in people's lives. So my question to you is, how did you cut off social media completely while in quarantine as an extrovert and not feel so alone?
Wow, this is very deep. How can I top that, honestly?
Just try.
If I can be honest, it was one of the hardest decisions I've made. So let's just give you a little backstory. So I got into Facebook when I was like Facebook when I was 11. I know that was illegal. But God forgive
me. No, Jenga. You're not supposed to tell people that. Tell them you are at least 13.
That was a long time ago, okay? Just give me the amen, okay?
Okay, amen. Go for it.
I never was interested in social media in the first place. I made an account thinking I was going to be cool and connected to the world like everybody else. This is a dream for an extrovert. I didn't own a computer, so I used to go to this network cafe where we pay around $1 to sit down for an hour and use the computers or even play computer games. I never was interested in computer games. Well, I was only interested in Sims. It was really fun. I always looked forward to that because I yearned for friendships I didn't have in real life. In the future, it evolved into that constant yearning to prove that I am doing well. And once people regret rejecting my genuine care, not take revenge on everybody, but to revenge life. Because I was bullied too. I realized that social media or not, people are still going to treat me the same way. But I had changed my heart and outlook to life. I sat down one day blasting worship. Actually, that was like maybe 2 weeks ago or like last month. Blasting worship music, and God spoke to me and said that you are feeling this way. You're feeling the way you're feeling because you are feeding yourself. It's because of what you're feeding yourself.
Ooh, that's good. That's really good.
And that was it. I said, I need a break to reconnect with my old self and God. It was always me and God, and it will always be me and God, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all about, I love that. It's all about like what we feed ourselves, because we either feed ourselves the part of us that we want or the part of us that we don't want. And we have to sacrifice something either way. Like we have to sacrifice comfort in order to get what we need sometimes. And other times we sacrifice our greatness in order to get what we want.
Yeah.
So it's all a choice in what we choose to feed ourselves. And if we choose the wrong thing every time, after the first time, it's not a mistake anymore. It's like we're stuck in a habit, in a pattern, because we're pleasing ourselves rather than, you know, like going after what God really has for us. And it's not ever going to be easy. Like, it wasn't easy for Jesus to get up on the cross. It wasn't easy for him to face rejection from all the people that he loved. Like, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Like, we're living out the fruits of the hard work that he underwent for the sake of our lives and for the sake of our souls, because he believes that we'll choose him rather than our own comfort.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm totally ashamed to admit that I'm, like, I don't feed my mind necessarily, like, all the right things. Like, I'm stuck on YouTube videos of random cat videos and Netflix Korean dramas. Like, mentally, I'm obese and unhealthy.
I like.
I've tried to get off. Wait, I'm sorry.
I like that analogy.
You do? Because we can all relate. Like, we know how it feels like to be unhealthy in our own skin, but in our own mind, sometimes we can't fight an enemy that we can't see, but we see the fruits of it every single day. So now that we're able to sit down and reflect, we're able to look at the roots, like what's causing this. And I'm really like, I'm kind of unhealthy right now in my mind, like my mental state. Like, I keep on consuming every little thing in hopes that it's going to fill the place of the part of me that wants to connect with everybody. But I guess what you have put together for all of us is that the need for connection can be satisfied in ourselves with God.
Yeah.
It all starts with reconnection and a shameless pursuit of what sets our hearts on fire. And that starts with God. That starts with going down to the basics, taking everything away. Everyone, all our job, our work, our friends, like it starts with taking all of it away and seeing what we've had all along. And that's God. So we pursue what we worship. And if we idolize attention from the wrong sources, we'll end up setting ourselves up for heartbreak and for depression. And it would be a shame to come out of quarantine, like thirsty for any kind of attention and a complete stranger to ourselves. So let's talk about like the practicality, like practically, what does reconnecting with yourself look like? Like, I think it looks like treating ourselves like somebody that we love. If someone that we love wanted to watch Netflix for 24 hours a day and eat nothing but like cheeseburgers and French fries and pizza, we would say, hey, snap out of it, because we know that they have more to live for and look forward to. We know that they're wasting their potential and lowering the quality of their lives. So if you would say that for something like a sister or a brother, why wouldn't we say the same thing for ourselves?
So true. But a cheeseburger?
Right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. For me, a veggie burger, and it has to be from Burger Island. Otherwise, I can't eat it. I'm so picky.
Okay. And vegan.
Right. But for me, like treating myself like someone I love means actually waking up and having a schedule, like reading a book that I've been dying to read that's been on my bookshelf, and looking up more food recipes that I can cook for my family. It's having a better sleeping schedule and keeping up with good hygiene and going outside and exercising. This whole social distancing is an opportunity to embark on a journey of discovering what matters the most to us. And it's given us room to cut out the things that are unnecessary that we thought we couldn't live without. So what are some ways that you, Ochenga, have discovered to reconnect with yourself?
So, you know, I'm using your analogy. I'm getting my mental on a diet. And how is that for, like, doing a lot of things that help me feel better? In case you didn't know, I am a perfectionist. I have a bullet journal. And me actually sitting down and planning just gives me a lot of, like, I cannot explain, like, it brings a lot of joy, because I'm like, I'm planning, sitting down, doing basic stuff around the house, like, you know, well, my room, but my room is my I mean, cleaning, vacuuming, folding my clothes, taking care of myself, dye my hair. Sorry.
No way.
I'll tell you later.
Really? What color?
Gold.
Oh, okay. I thought you... Okay. No. Okay. Actually, I did see that. It's your WhatsApp profile picture. It looks nice. You look like you're... True Lebanon. Yes, sir. Represent.
I don't know if it...
It looks really
they're
good.
They're all skin, though. Anyways, let's go back to what I was... I actually started picking up my other hobbies that I like to do, because I got so, like, because I'm so busy during the semester, I don't get time to sit down and have some me time. I play guitar, I crochet, yes, crochet beanies. I actually have a secret project that I'm working on over summer. And yes, and also I'm picking up my series that I've been working on, you know. I love writing, like, you know, like you, I like journaling, writing, blogging, you know, I'm just going to write new poems, write new chapters.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And also blog, yes. You know, you're just so good. So good. I mean, okay. And did I mention I also made a reading list for this summer? It's going to be the best summer ever. Like, I know every time we say it's going to be the best summer ever, but I feel like I have like a good feeling for this one. And my plan is to get out of, you know, get most out of life, but being independent of social media, because I sometimes felt like I let social media be my crutch. Now I'm saying, I'm still on Twitter. I am still on Twitter, but Twitter does not have a bad effect on my life. Like, doesn't have a bad effect on my mental health as much as Facebook and Instagram, because I'm still figuring out what is Twitter about, you know. And actually, I find it relieving. But all in all, it's nothing biggie, but it sounds like a mouthful.
Can I comment on that real quick? Okay, I think that's okay. I think that's the coolest thing. Okay, first off, for Twitter, Twitter is like, it's like mental, man, I don't know how to explain it. It's like mental cheesecake. I don't know how to explain it. It's like so soothing. It's so pleasing. It's good for you. If I'm going to be biased, it's so good for you. I love, like, I still don't know how to operate Twitter as well as I know how to operate Facebook, because I'm more of a Facebooker, right? I don't know how to tweet. I can't.
And I'm not totally wrong either. So I'm like, I'm okay. I just like, you have a thought, you just type it there and put it there, and whether people like it or you said it.
So Twitter's kind of like, it's a thought bubble. It's a thought bubble for anybody. Yeah. I love that. You're making me really think about getting onto Twitter. I don't know. Like, I might go on there, but like I said, I'm more of a Facebooker, because for Facebook, I have, like I said, I'm African American and my parents are from Zambia. So a lot of relatives, a lot of family members that I haven't met before, like my grandparents, everybody's on Facebook. So I use that to like connect with people, not just like people that I met at school or, you know, ran into, but it's also family, you know. It's kind of like Facebook. If Twitter is the thought bubble for every average person's every single thought, then Facebook is kind of like the scrapbook full of memories and updates.
Right. I like that. Well,
so that's why it's hard to get off of Facebook, because it's like, I want to keep updated with people's lives, but nobody's doing anything right now because we can't. So there's no excuse why I'm on social media right now.
So true. You're right. Okay, now it's time for a break.
Oh, man. I wasn't ready. I was enjoying this conversation, but okay. Okay, so far we introduced ourselves and got everybody updated on what's going on right now. So hopefully everyone's able to relate to what we're going through, because this distancing and quarantine is changing all of our lives in one way or another. So let's go ahead and apply some life tips or / quarantine hacks that can turn your life around, whether you're social distancing or just need to spend a few days alone way after all of this is over. So, Ochenga, what are some essential quarantine hacks that would help anyone where they are to get them through this strange season of solitude?
Yes, I believe that we should turn our solitude into a period of gratitude.
Now, that's good.
I know that this time, like, because we're all alone, and even myself, I just complain a lot about everything's going on. I'm like, why can't I go outside? I want to go outside. Why am I not?
I want to. It's a stage. Oh, yeah.
And all of that. And I'm like, and I stop. Like, you know, be thankful for that gratitude. Like, be thankful for this solitude. Because honestly, when you're busy and you have a lot of things going on, you say, God, well, will my life be over? Because I can't think. So I know it can be hard being stuck with your family members for so long. Yeah. And I know that sometimes you really want to get this knife and go kill your sibling. But I'm like, no, just don't do it. Don't do it. But you can use this time to get to know them better. You know, when a lot of things happen in your family, when you grow, sometimes you grow a little bit apart and everybody's doing a lot of things. I think this time just is good, like, to reconnect with each other right now, you know? Game nights, walks, and Bible study. I challenge you to go out at least an hour on a prayer walk. Like Kengwa said earlier, we should aim to become better in post-quarantine. You know, we should be better than our pre-quarantine. Like, journal your goals and what you want God to create or develop in your heart during this time. Lastly, listen to podcasts. We care.
Shameless plug, yes. Like, we care, yes.
Yeah. So, like, you know, family gratitude.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So this is probably what a lot of other people are thinking, but there are some situations where, you know, your family is not healthy. It's a toxic family, right? You know, you want to connect with your parents or your siblings, but the kind of environment that's there is so toxic and so unhealthy that they don't even give you the space to do that, to even want to connect with them. So in that kind of situation, because, like, I've read a lot about, you know, the families in the Britain right now who are forced to stay at home, a lot of them are going through, like, emotional and even physical abuse right now, and they have to stay home and they can't connect with these people. So what is some advice that you would give to them that, like, if you are in a toxic environment and you want to connect with people but your family is unhealthy, what are some of the things that you can do at that point?
Well, you know, number one, like, you always know, like, this is the number one rule: you're always in control in what you do, what you think, what you do. You cannot control your family.
Oh, say that one more time. That was good. That was real good.
Your own actions, but you cannot control other people. And I know it's so hard, and be like, how am I going to do that? This is the reason why you should take time and pray and say, God, give me endurance. God, harden my heart. Not harden my heart mean like, oh, make me bitter toward it, but
like Pharaoh?
Yeah, like, I'm like, harden my heart so I won't let their evilness or all these things that they're doing hurt me and go through me, you know? You want to have a soft heart and love them. Pray for them. Pray for yourself so God gives you patience, because, you know, if you think about Jesus was surrounded by people, a lot of people who were toxic. A lot of people, like, even the Pharisees, they were at him like all this time. It's like, oh, I see you doing this, I'm telling, you know, they're trying to get under Jesus's skin. And
yeah, that's true.
It is gonna happen. But I feel like if you keep loving them and keep, like, praying for yourself and praying for them, you know, I think, like, this will pass. And also talk to other people, call them, talk to your mentors. And go and do something out. Like, instead of actually, if you are stuck in a situation where they are just really going to attack or do something and that you don't like, my in this situation, it's better to do the flight than to fight. And actually, it takes more courage to actually leave the conversation, leave a toxic situation, than actually stay.
Yeah.
Because I've had that,
like, fight your battles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, be smart. I mean, you're not gonna fight with the person and be like, oh, I'm gonna fight you right now, and then you're just like gonna be stuck with that person for the next 2 weeks. No, you want to,
yeah, you can't really, like, run away after that. You have to choose your battles wisely, right?
Yeah, you want,
not every single battle is worth fighting.
Yeah,
that's when we got to get selective. And I feel like, I really like what you said there. Like, ask God to, like, guard your heart, to protect your heart. That's whenever it's so necessary to stand on scripture and fight the battle, yeah, instead of, like, trying to retaliate.
True.
And, you know, trying to give them back the same energy that they're giving you and possibly increase the situation from being mild to severe. Instead of doing that, like, fight the battle on your knees. That's what prayer is all about. Mm-hmm. Whenever we don't have anyone else who can understand us, for me, I turn to Psalms. I turn to like Psalms 27. I turn to Psalm 62 or Psalm 63. It just says about, you can lean and trust in the Lord, and you can just trust in him even whenever nobody else understands you, even whenever nobody else gets you, even whenever it seems like everyone's against you and nobody is there for you.
Yeah.
God is there for you.
Yeah. So like, yeah, how about you? Like, what are some tips like you would like to add to that, or you think like it's necessary to take those steps towards gratitude. How do you call it again? Take some healthy tips and how to guard ourselves.
How to guard ourselves? Ooh, that's a good question. Okay. Let's see. I would say one of the best ways to guard yourself is to acknowledge who you are and where you are, right? Just know who you, don't lose yourself in the circumstances that want to show themselves to you. Just know, like, you have to be able to set up boundaries. One of the greatest acts of self-love is setting up boundaries and learning how to say no, learning to draw the line, and learning to do what's most important for you instead of like throwing yourself under the truck and like letting people do whatever. It's being a guarding yourself is being able to set up boundaries for yourself and taking care of yourself and being healthy for yourself. Being able to trust yourself gives you one of the best defenses because you know who you are. And once you know who you are, you're able to walk like it, you're able to talk like it, you're able to make more sounding decisions that's going to help you and protect you instead of harm you, for the sake of like helping somebody else. Like, don't know where to start? Start here. Like, start now. It's never too late to want the best life for yourself and to finally do what it takes to live the life God has for you. It's not about how many times that you fall. It's about how many times you get back up and try again. Right? Yes. Snaps for that. Yes. Like, God gives us grace for another day that was never promised, and it's up to us to make sure that we don't waste it. Scripture says in we're gonna head over to like the biblical aspects of this whole conversation, that in Ecclesiastes 3, that for every season there's a time to weep and a time to rejoice, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to speak and a time to keep silent, a time for war and a time for peace. There's a time for everything under heaven, which means that this too shall pass. But the beauty is not just when all of this is over. It's about becoming in the journey. My question for you is, who do you want to become? As God hears your requests, don't try to run from who God shows you that you are. Give God something to work with, starting with you. It won't be easy or fun, but it's going to be worth it. I don't know about you, but I don't want anyone to recognize me when I come out of quarantine. I want to be the upgraded version of who you thought that I was. I hope you want the same thing for yourself too. So our prayer for you is that every single step of the way you trust in God and don't lean on your own understanding as he leads you through the depths of all that you are, as you discover more of him in the process of solitude. It's then that he's going to start to reveal and lead you to new places where your trust is without borders and where your faith can arise.
Amen to that. Look at you slapping all these verses there. Kenga was always on fire. I mean, I'm wearing the anointed hat next time. Guys.
You can try it.
Yes, I will. Don't worry. There will come a time that I will preach you home, you know? Guys, if you have any questions, you can send us voice messages on Anchor or send us email on wecarepodcast@gmail.com. And also, we will by this time we will set up our social media. We'll try to have an Instagram page and maybe Twitter, you know, because we're so in love in Twitter. But all of it will be set up, and you will be able to connect with us and talk to us and ask us questions, you know. So we can talk and we can have more things to talk about, you know. We're open to everything you want to say.
Oh, Changa, that was an amazing conversation. I appreciate how full of knowledge you are, and I'm sure that everybody else does too. Hopefully, everybody learns something helpful that they're able to apply to their lives during this time of quarantine. But now we're just going to go ahead and wrap this up.
Well, Kangwa, thank you very much for bringing fire to this conversation. Honestly, I wouldn't be able to do this podcast without you, honestly. Guys, I hope that you are seeing God in whatever situation you are going through.
And remember that God cares about you, and we care about you too.
So, see you next time. Remember to send us any comments or questions via email and an Anchor voice message. We're always there for you.
All right, y'all. See y'all later. Take care.
Bye.